Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm just watching the world. The world is a very entertaining place at the moment. It seems like every week we're greeted by something so stupid. Something so unbelievably done proudly by some Democrat that you can't help but wonder if they've actually reached their collective bottom. And it's an amazing skill if you think about it. Even the most steroided up home run hitter has off weeks, but Democrats find a new and creative ways to up their game almost every single day. My question is, are they pretending or are they really this stupid? So where to begin? The Washington Post tried to kill the libs of TikTok Twitter account by having their mindless drone army threaten to kill its operator. And it has worked before, because remember James Hodgkinson and the lie the media was pushing about how a GOP health care bill would cause 10,000 deaths per year? Hodgkinson, a committed progressive and devoted fan of MSNBC, believed that and convinced himself he had a moral case for acting, and then he shot up a softball game of nothing but Republicans. They had hoped for the same with the libs of TikTok. Chubby cheek Taylor Lorenz, the chunky reporter who linked to the real estate license with everything needed to track down the Twitter user, knew what she was doing. Her editors at the Post approved the link, because nothing is published without several editors coming through at first, checking facts and links. Then the little tubby scribe had successfully spun left-wing teachers talking about how they proudly aspire to groom children or thwart the express wishes of parents and the law into an innocuous attempt to help children. Really sick people. But the story led to more curiosity than anything else, because readers wanted to see for themselves these sweet, innocent teachers being victimized by the mean account. So they searched for it. Then they saw the actual videos, mentally deficient creatures desperately seeking validation of their pathetic life through making children approve of them. With more piercings and tattoos on their faces than brain cells behind their vacant eyes, even Democrat voting Post readers were horrified by what they heard and saw. Instead of getting what they wanted, which was the death of this account, the libs of TikTok account doubled in size by the end of the week. Oops. And the teachers in these videos, curiously, all talk about my kids when talking about children who are decidedly not theirs. And aside from their name and what grade they taught, do you remember anything about your elementary school teachers? If they do their job well, they are all destined to be forgotten. And that's what terrifies them. Their relevance. I mean, I still remember my first grade teacher was Miss Allen. My second grade teacher was Miss Featherstone. My kindergarten teacher was Miss Turbeville. I don't remember what they... I remember what some of them looked like, but I couldn't tell you. But these teachers, they're not their kids. They're their students. And if you don't understand the difference in what those relationships should be, you should either quit or you should be fired. And otherwise, start paying some child support. Then comes Florida. Never seen a state so hated for simply doing so well. Ron DeSantis refused to shut down the state, refused to force people to wear face diapers, refused to require people to get injections. In other words, he had a bunch of, you know, a state full of adults, and he said, you know what? You know what's best for yourselves, and he just let that go. And this is the exact opposite of the progressive government hive mind think, where some bloated politician with an inflated sense of self-worth insists they know what is best for everyone else, seizes the power to impose it, then doesn't follow the rules themselves. I mean, just look at California and New York. So when DeSantis and the Republicans in the state move to protect children from needy teachers instructing impressionable students on their personal beliefs on gender, all of which just so happen to conform with their personal need for acceptance and the classic gender dysphoria, the feces hit the fan. "Don't say gay," they were shrieking. Now, this piqued the interest of the parents, wondering why one state would target gay people in such a mean way. Since the bill was only a couple of pages long, they read it. Then they saw that the word gay wasn't anywhere in it, and it dawned on them that they'd been lied to. And the law is wildly popular, even among non-media Democrats. But it's not among the Disney employees, or I should say Disney management, because the left monopolizes all avenues of getting to your kids, which is kind of creepy. If it's entertainment for kids, it's likely done by someone whose parents either didn't love them enough or loved them too much. Same goes for education. They are all usually childless themselves, because who would sleep with these weirdos? They proudly declare allegiance to their, whatever their defining package might be and what they wish they were, pledging to further indoctrinate little kids through shoehorning and gender-bending characters and messages into children's programming, while opposing a law on the grounds that teachers are not doing what they are professionally proud of. And all this despite the fact that there are countless videos of teachers gleefully filming themselves declaring that they are, like Disney, doing just that. Once again, we have an oops. Disney stock has crashed. Florida decided to take the rhetoric of Democrats at face value and treat them to the end of their special tax-exempt status in the state, making them pay their fair share. Now the left is whining that a company several hundred billion dollars is going to have to pay taxes. And you couldn't force Democrats to act more hypocritically if you pointed a gun at them. I mean, this is all unforced. And my favorite part was all these progressive intellectuals, self-declared, of course, and media types publicly hoping Disney would move out of Florida. Just because Epcot looks like a golf ball doesn't mean you can just drive it to another state. Or good luck packing up Space Mountain, morons. And none of this is to mention that a lot of highly priced professionals honestly believe people would pay to watch CNN Plus. Nobody wanted it for free, so they decided to set $300 million on fire to build and promote it. It wasn't going to make a difference. There isn't a single human being who thinks to themselves, "My life could use more Brian Stelter." At least not that's outside of a sanitarium. And the best part of Chris Wallace falling on his face is now we know just how long someone can dine out on their father's name and accomplishments. Which means Bill Kristol only has a few years left. And these are just a few of the ways in which the Democrats expose themselves as epically stupid to the point of parody. Actually beyond parody. And we're not run by a bunch of unfunny leftists. This would lead my list of reasons to suspect why Saturday Night Live doesn't mock Democrats, because you can't mock a parody. And still the question remains in my mind. Can the Democrats really be this stupid? The answer is yes, they can. And at least until next week, when they'll do something even dumber. That's their problem. It's just like what they tried to do with COVID. Remember with COVID? We were all going to be locked up and all, you know, defunding police and everything. And instead, 15 million people bought guns. They did exactly the opposite of the whole Cloward and Piven thing they were hoping would happen. And 15 million new gun owners in the United States. I do love the irony. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
That's Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Long have I thought that a lot of things that don't happen because nobody ever does it first. But if somebody actually does take that first step and take decisive action in a way that nobody's used to seeing this kind of thing happen, most of the time, I've always thought you would see this cascade effect. So we just saw what just happened with Disney, right? DeSantis led the charge. They took direct aim at the Disney Corporation because of the company's woke aggression against Florida law and against Florida's and America's children. Within days of the news about Disney's loss of self-governing status, ExxonMobil announced that it would no longer fly in front of its corporate office any flags associated with social or political organizations, including the LGBTQ++ or BLM flags. They're sensing a change in the political wind. And instead of engaging in woke activism, they maybe are going to attempt to return to their core business. In Florida, the trigger for the legislative action was the company's Oakland declaration that it intended to wage war against Florida for daring to pass a law protecting Florida's 5 through 8-year-olds from LGBTQ++ indoctrination in the classroom. Sensing a corporate entity that had gotten way too big for its britches, Florida, which invited Disney there, and they invited them with this big tax package and everything else, they withdrew a self-governing privilege. There's no business that exists in any place in the United States where it has self-governing rights. This was a privilege conferred on them back in 1967. I mean, that was, I was 56 years old then. 56 years ago. 55 years ago. So, of course, Disney is still free to speak on any subject it wishes. But they no longer have a unique standing denied to all other corporations in Florida. In Florida, all other corporations are now being treated equally when it comes to self-governance within a geographic region. And of course, because the establishment has a lot of issues with change. The establishment has issues with decisive decision-making. And when I say decisive decision-making, I mean getting out there and doing something against all of the decorum and tradition and everything else, which the Republicans have become completely mired in. So, some Republicans instantly castigated Florida for withdrawing from Disney that privilege when it appeared that Disney would serve the state of Florida. And they just aren't bothered that Disney broke that bargain. Instead, they embrace failure whenever possible because that's where their comfort zone is. And we can't afford to live there anymore. Now, ExxonMobil seems to have decided that the We Love Losing Republicans do not represent the average American, which is probably true. Nor do they represent the conservative legislatures controlling a critical mass of American states. See, it's beginning to be noticed that there's more states out there controlled by conservative people, lived in by conservative people, than there are all of these loud, noisy coastal states and little blue areas in the Red Sea. So now it's a real concern for corporations that the various tax benefit states have conferred on them aren't rights, which are inherent in individuals or corporations, but are instead, or excuse me, they aren't, they're instead privileges that can be withdrawn at will. Other states may begin to exercise that will now that average Americans are they're realizing that the leftist agenda brings with it like things like economic collapse and race hatred and child sexual grooming and open borders and a host of other sins, both social and economic. It's tearing America apart at the seams. So it was that ExxonMobil announced a policy change. This is a U-turn from the recent corporate habit of flying huge flags outside corporate headquarters with offices celebrating BLM and LGBTQ++ pride, along with myriad and random other leftist causes. And I don't know which publication was this coming out of. I can't tell. We get this. Exxon is banning the LGBTQ pride flag from being flown outside its Houston corporate office during Pride Month in June. The company updated guidance on acceptable flags which can be displayed outside offices, which included banning external position flags, including the pride flag and Black Lives Matter flag, according to the new policy obtained by Bloomberg News. rule does permit a flag representing an LGBTQ employee's group to be flown, but it can't prominently display the Exxon corporate logo, according to the report. So this can only be done by somebody from inside the company that wants to fly it. So, and you know, they need to quit pandering to some of this stuff. This is off of Twitter. In honor of Pride Month, we asked our ExxonMobil colleagues around the world to tell us about their experiences and the importance of inclusion. These are their words. And then, you know, the activists, of course, sounded off that they're no longer being supportive. But, of course, corporations don't need to support groups. And here's what corporations should be doing. They should abide by state and local law. They should treat their employees well, regardless of said employees' race, sex, sexual orientation, gender identification, religion, or country of national origin. They should give us a good product or service and make money for the shareholders. And that's it. That's all that they should do. There was a time when Exxon and Shell and all these other guys proudly advertised their product and not their politics. And it was a saner world, even though it was already creeping this way. And ExxonMobil has decided that it's time to return to that world. So let's see how this works out, because, you know, Elon Musk got a hold of Twitter now. Disney is getting a nice dose of reality. ExxonMobil has decided to be in control of their own destiny. Let's see what else happens. Red state legislatures are chomping at the bit to follow this. And they're going to focus on product and not politics. That's what these companies should be doing. There was a time when the word gay meant you were having a gay old time. You were having fun. And just like everything else the left does, they conscript part of the language and change it and mold it to suit their needs. And it can be quite depressing. But then you get a glimmer of hope like this, where people might actually see what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are falling yet again. The National Association of Realtors saying the number of new contracts dropped in March for the fifth straight month. The latest numbers come as home prices continue to soar and interest rates are rising. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is catching heat from lawmakers about how the Biden administration is handling the growing problem of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says Mayorkas should be held accountable and get impeached.
We have seen more than 100,000 Americans die as a result of the failed Biden policies at our southern border, and from the gas station to the grocery grocery store to the gang seizing control of it, the Biden administration's policy failures are on full display and nowhere greater than our southern border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. A major player in the financial industry has a warning for us all.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The life of the late Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is being fondly remembered.
We miss you, but I pray to God we never stop hearing you. Just sit on our shoulder and nag us to death so we do the right thing.
During a funeral service for Albright at D.C.'s National Cathedral, former President Bill Clinton said working with Albright was an honor and joy. Clinton nominated Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State in late 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. If you want to know what the utopian hell would look like if the left had their way, all you got to do is look at New York. They've got it all. They've got all the utopian stuff they want. They've got all the utopian stuff they want. First of all, and I don't really even understand that, because they already have all the gun control in the world. That's probably going to get slapped around a little bit in June, but right now it's only April, so we got another couple of months before that happens. But they already have all the gun control they could possibly have. They already make it illegal for the law abiding, which to have a gun. Of course, they can't. They try to make it illegal for the criminals to have a gun, of course, but that's just a subterfuge. It has nothing to do with public safety. This way they can keep the law-abiding from doing it. The criminals are a very small element in any city, even when they start to spike. They're a very small element. Now, back to New York. Recently in New York, in the utopian hell, four men who were allegedly busted with weapons, including some that were loaded, by the new NYPD anti-gun unit, they were allowed to walk free within hours of their arrest, thanks to lax judges and bail reform. The new unit, they're called neighborhood safety teams. And the NYPD said that they made 25 gun arrests in their first 3 weeks since launching in March. Now, the New York Post was only able to obtain court records or information for 12 of those cases. of those 12. Just one man remains behind bars, meaning 11 of the defendants are back on the street, including the four who were cut loose with no bail. The others had posted bail that was set in their prospective cases. One of the sprung includes Tyquese Bell, 23, who was allegedly nabbed by the neighborhood safety team cops on March the 30th in the Bronx after they spotted a 9mm Taurus pistol inside the lower leg of his pants. What kind of eyes do these guys have? That's some serious stuff. I mean, what kind of glasses are these people wearing? I've got my new glasses. I can't see that good. But they saw one. And Bell got out there and he allegedly told police during the bust, "I found it for sure 2 days ago. I've only had it for 2 days." According to a criminal complaint. During his arraignment the next day, the Bronx District Attorney's Office and Judge Servidia Papachan, a former public defender and a Bill de Blasio appointee, agreed to spring him on supervised release because the charges weren't bail eligible. A day later in Brooklyn, two more NST arrestees were freed shortly after their arrests on gun charges. Xavion Rogers, 19, was drinking out of a Casamigos tequila bottle around 1:30 p.m. in Bedford-Stuyvesant when an NST unit spotted a loaded 9mm pistol on him. What kind of people are... Is it hanging around his neck? I mean, how do they spot this? I'm very curious about this. Rogers took off from running from the cops and dropped the gun, which his co-defendant Robert Griffin picked up and shoved into a plastic shopping bag. Inside the bag was a loaded B6C Sarsomiles pistol with one cartridge in the chamber and 12 cartridges in the magazine. What's a Sarsomiles pistol? Gotta look that up. They were charged with second-degree firearm possession, a felony charge for which bail can be set, but during their arraignment, Judge Phyllis Chu freed them, both on supervised release. Prosecutors from the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office asked Chu, another de Blasio appointee, to hold Rogers on a $10,000 cash, $20,000 bond, or $40,000 partially secured bond, and she declined. When Griffin was arraigned, prosecutors consented to supervised release after seeing his co-defendant had just been strung by Chu. Later that month, a Brooklyn judge sprung Marcos Malvar without bail following his March 26 bust by NST cops on felony firearm possession charges. Malvar, 21, was pulled over in a car that had drugs inside, and they also turned up a loaded High Point Model CF-380 firearm, a semi-automatic weapon with 3 rounds of ammo inside his bedroom dresser. I guess they searched his house, too. He was also charged with criminal obstruction of breathing for allegedly choking his girlfriend. Is that actually a law in New York? Criminal obstruction of breathing. For allegedly choking his girlfriend, the mother of his children. Assistant District Attorney Ari Rotenberg said during Malvar's arraignment on both cases, the offenses were bail eligible, but given the specific circumstances of the matter, he recommended Judge Laura Johnson cut him loose on supervised release, according to a transcript of the proceeding. Johnson ended up releasing Malvar on his own recognizance. Now, the Brooklyn DA's office said that despite Rotenberg's statements in court that the charges were bail eligible, bail couldn't actually be set on the firearms count under state law. Recent changes to their controversial bail guidelines that were passed in the state budget still wouldn't have allowed prosecutors to ask a judge to hold Malvar, according to the DA's office. Starting May the 9th, judges can only set bail for felony firearm possession charges if the defendant had previously been charged with having an illegal gun and then is found to have another one again. The NSTs, Neighborhood Safety Teams, a revamped version of the controversial anti-crime unit disbanded in 2020, and a key pillar to Mayor Eric Adams' fight to curb gun violence, launched in March in response to the city's surge in gun violence. City Hall and the NYPD they can't agree on the arrest data from the first 3 weeks. Most recently, on April 6th, Chief of Department Ken Corey said the NSD's made 135 busts and that 67% of the suspects had a prior arrest record, which would mean that 67% of them are still in jail based upon that future guideline. Of the 25 gun arrests, said the teams have made, 4 of the suspects were juveniles, 5 had open felony cases, and 7 had been previously convicted of a crime. Of the 135 total busts, which were for a range of offenses, 91 had prior arrest records, 57 had a prior arrest for a major felony, and 21 were on parole or probation. Of the dozen cases reviewed, Dwayne Davis, 44, was the only defendant to be held without bail after he allegedly shot someone multiple times on March 18th in the Bronx. He's charged with attempted murder and felony firearm possession. In New York, shootings are up 10% across the city compared to the same period in 2021, with 354 reports of gunfire, a rate more than 3 shootings per day. And it's, you know, these aren't gangbangers that are getting killed. A lot of people just getting killed in the crossfire. 12-year-old Kate Lewin, shot in the head by a stray when he was sitting in a parked car. 7-year-old girl was grazed by a stray round while standing with her mother at a Coney Island intersection in January. A Bronx baby just days away from her first birthday was shot in the face while strapped in a car seat in her mother's vehicle. That's the kind of stuff that's happening right now. This is the utopian hell that the left wants you to live in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I was just giving you the old utopian hell example. And, well, that'll go away in just a second. It isn't that long. There you go. This is the kind of thing that some of these corporations, all of these corporations that have decided to go woke, this is the kind of thing that has been propped up, what these cities do, the way these cities run their cities. And it's always fun when these progressive jerks try to leverage their bizarre perception of our belief to get us to do what they want. It can be some smug Twitter blue check informing us that actually, Jesus was a socialist who would want us to cancel student debt for spoiled rich kids who got degrees in transgender visual arts. Or more recently, some newly minted Milton Friedman acolyte goof-splaining that we must submit to the skeevy whims of California corporations and accept the imposition of grooming mandates because, after all, they're private businesses. And sometimes that works. Even on alleged conservatives, David French has made whatever passes for a C-list career out of striving to twist conservatism to conform to his libmaster's version of it. But this cheesy ploy is not working anymore, at least not on the rest of us. And back to Ron DeSantis, the scourge of odds sitting on his growing throne of skulls in Tallahassee, is fresh from laughing off the howls of broken leftists and rage that he gerrymandered them in Florida like they gerrymandered us in New York and Illinois. He's not one for accepting two sets of rules, one for the ruling caste and the other crappier one for us peasants. He identifies the applicable rule and applies it good and hard. And it's about time the left learns that norm breaking has consequences. And one consequence is frequent broken norm suppositories. My, that sounds painful. Disney found that out the hard way for the same reason as other woke corporations are going to. These CEOs, who appear to be ruthless robber barons in business, encounter a bunch of their own blue-haired, pierced subordinates who think, you know, the male genitalia is irrelevant to determining their gender, and suddenly these executives roll over and give it up so cravenly that even Mitt Romney would look at them and utter, "Get a spine, would you?" In the case of Disney, it was so objectively insane that you had to wonder about the thought process. But only for a moment, till you realize that this is 2022 and everything is utterly stupid. Disney got welcomed into America's homes and hearts by purveying safe and wholesome kiddie fare to American families and has decided to please a pack of mutant employees to administer a coup de grace to that rep by leaping into the arena to fight against a law that all normal people agree is so manifestly proper that it really should not have to be a law at all. That pervs can't talk to little kids about sex in schools. But no, Disney had to weigh in on the side of the groomers, because the consensus on the rarefied circles of their leadership circulates in and among the weirdo contingent on its staff is that the world must be made safe for bizarre sexuality. And it did not help that a bunch of Disney employees recently got swept up in a child porn sting. And that the strangos in its bureaucracy decided to brag on leaked Zoom calls about how they were injecting their freak show gender nonsense into their once sacrosanct movies and shows. You know what Buzz Lightyear was missing? Some not hot girl-on-girl action. We're one revision away from the changing the title of The Lion King to the otherkin non-binary member of the royalty. Hakuna Matata is supposed to mean no worries, not it's okay to lop off your junk if you're not feeling like a boy today. So DeSantis decided that Disney needed some discipline, and that stepping to him, and basically to us, cried out for a response. Some folks worry that this is an attack on the First Amendment, but this was not just because Disney chose to weigh in on an issue. Though it's unclear why you are obligated to continue providing juicy tax breaks to political opponents. The founders would have tossed you in a madhouse for arguing that one. No, Disney's launched a broad offensive against normal people using political, cultural, and economic power to change our society without our permission. And this is not just about Disney expressing an opinion, though their groomer-tolerant opinion is creepy and gross. DeSantis's response was to strip away that special giveaway that they got for their overpriced hellscape in Orlando. And the left responded by saying they should pack up Disney World and move it to Buffalo. Disney, on the other hand, realized it was stepping into a steaming San Francisco sidewalk Sunday and is desperately trying to turn down the temperature. And they thought they were going to win because, you know, Republicans like big companies and defer to them. Except that was always when it was just about the business. And when they turned on us and started going all social on us, this is not us anymore. After years of big companies leveraging their power to screw us over, from the NFL to Delta to Coke, I'm over it. You're over it. They're free to use their power, a potent cocktail of cultural, economic, and political power as they see fit. And so are we. We have freed ourselves of the arbitrary rules that formerly prevented us from responding with our own brand of power, which is a little bit economic but mostly political, to fight back. A lot of conservatives have some mixed feelings over this, and some part of that is legit. Using political power to crush an enemy can sometimes go too far. Because, I mean, just ask people in Chicago how that works. But our new way of responding to our enemies, who, remember, chose to break the norm of business of staying out of these social issues, is not designed to shake them down, but to shake them up. Nobody's doing this for money. Nobody's twisting arms for cash tributes. We're trying to keep perverts away from our children. It's very clear. You corporations go make money and run your business, and we're not going to hassle you. Do what your mission is. Do what you say you do. But if you use your power to pursue the agenda of our enemies, you are now our enemy. And we will gleefully and without apology use whatever power we have to harm you right back. And these spreading conservatives, some in good faith and others because they're worthless and weak, claim to worry that this is some grand violation of our principle. It is maybe of their principle, which their principle is all about losing gracefully. I'm in it to win it. Not a violation of my principle. Starting with this one. If you hit me, I will hit you back twice as hard and then kick your quivering body. One problem with so much blue check conservative Twitter is that so many of those who would presume to lead us into battle have never actually been in a fist fight. I have no use for anyone who's never gotten into a brawl and lost, and I prefer ones who have experienced winning, too. We're told that for some reason we are obliged not to use our most effective strength, our primary mode of power, in support of our interests. What we're never told is why that is true. Where we hold the government, we need to use it to deter corporate intervention. When did conservatism drop the concepts of deterrence and righteous retribution? We believe that for criminals who wrong us, and we need to apply them to others who do so as well, including companies. And there's a track record of not using our power manifesting in the current crisis. We've seen what not fighting back does, what substituting conservative cliches for conservative butt-kicking has got us. So what's the alternative they suggest? We tried doing nothing and that didn't work. Maybe we should do nothing twice as hard, I guess. I don't know. No, we're sort of past that. Our goal is a freer, more prosperous country where our kids are not the target of weirdos. And you don't get that by holding fire when the California commie contingent comes to make you into second-class citizens. And do not think for a moment that making us into serfs is not their desired end state. From running down the idea of free speech to reimagining democracy into meaning that they have total control of the levers of power. That's the future they seek, and it is unacceptable. And all we have to do is simply not accept it. Coming up next, from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.